The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, everyone. It's a great Sunday morning, bright sunshine out there. Hope everyone's had a great Thanksgiving weekend so far. It's not quite over, so continue to enjoy it while you can, you know. I think we hear the weather's going to change a little bit. Today, what we're going to do is talk again. We had a model. Her name is Melissa Rashawn. We had her on the show back on September 26th, and that was our first meeting, and basically Melissa Rashawn had sought us out to redo her smile. She'd been told by a fashion designer in New York City that she would never make it in the business because of her teeth, and it was pretty much a crushing blow and kind of got her thinking, and so she decided to do something about it. And what we're going to do, and we have Melissa Rashawn here with us in the studio in a minute, I'm going to bring her on and have her kind of give a little synopsis of her past for those of you that weren't listening on September 26th. And for those of you that that were, you'll remember Melissa Rashawn when you hear her story. And then those of you that weren't, I'll encourage you to go to the podcast and listen to it maybe later on today or maybe when we go off the air here. And by the way, you can do that by going to www.am1230wyts.com. Hold your mouse over the on-air button. The word Dr. Kavitko pops up in a list. Choose that and click on it, actually. And it takes you to my page. And from there, you can click on the words, click here for podcasting. Remember, it's September 26th is the show you'll want to listen to. For those of you that prefer iTunes, you can search podcasts under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. And you'll be able to get the same list of past shows. All right, now before we bring Melissa Rashawn on, I would like to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We didn't even do that last week. We were so busy. So today the question is, and this, by the way, is according to the Pew Internet and American Life Project, a survey done by them, what percent of Americans go online for health information? What percent of Americans go online for health information? Okay, your guesses are welcome at 821-1230, or you can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. And by the way, phone calls are welcome, so if you have questions for me or for Melissa Rashawn as we go about our discussion this morning, please feel free to give us a call. Again, 821-1230. We'll be happy to take your call on the air. And one more thing. I don't know if many of you have received your H1N1 vaccination yet. If you haven't, you should. I am a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer, and so I've been involved in 3 clinics so far, and I'm signed up to do 4 more, and I thought I'd give out some information about the upcoming H1N1 clinics, those that I'll be at and those that I won't. So December 1st, which is Tuesday, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Vets Memorial, there'll be one. I'll be there vaccinating folks. On December 4th, I don't know if this one starts at 4 or 4:30, but it goes till 7:30, I know that. And it's in the western part of the city. That's all they've told us so far. December 15th is, I'll be at that one as well, from 5 to 8. It says downtown, and I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm going to guess Vets Memorial, but don't quote me on that. And December 22nd, from 5 to 8, it also says downtown, and that's in an email that I received from the Medical Reserve Corps. So again, I'm going to guess Vets Memorial, but again, don't quote me. It could be somewhere else downtown. And then also there are some clinics that are going on in December that I won't be able to participate at because actually I do have to earn a living at some point. And that's on December 5th on the west part of town. December 8th, there was no indication of where it will be. December 19th in the northwestern part of town. And December 21st, northeastern part of town. So if you happen to come through one of those ones that I'm doing, you know, feel free to give a shout out, okay? So Okay, well, that's it for what I call housekeeping, and so it's time to bring Melissa Rashawn on. Melissa Rashawn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Thanks for coming up, getting up so early and being with us in the studio.
It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
Would you please give us a little recap, like I mentioned, as you heard. You don't need to go into everything, but what led up to us meeting in the first place for those folks that weren't tuned in on September 26th?
Well, unfortunately, I did have a tumultuous childhood. I grew up in the foster care system, Dr. Kvitko, and I did not have access to dental care within the system, and that was just a poor choice made by my foster parents. And where that led me at the age of 20 when I started modeling was about 9 cavities, and, you know, I required about 4 extractions from my wisdom teeth, and so I had a lot of crowding in my teeth. However, an agency in Seattle, Washington, which is actually where I'm from, they saw past my teeth issues and thought I had a great look inside me. And when I ended up moving to New York, as you said earlier, a designer came up to me and said, you know, we think you're beautiful, but you will never make it within the industry because your teeth are jacked up. Yeah.
That's a modeling term, apparently. Huh?
I suppose, but I knew that he meant that, you know, my teeth were in horrible condition, and I was crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so how long after you heard that did it take for you to contact me?
I'm 29 now.
Okay, so 9 years?
Yes.
Okay. And what finally changed? I guess I'm curious what happened. Was it a gradual 9-year process, or?
You know, I just feel like life is so short, and I feel like if you're not happy with something within reason, change it. And I saw your infomercials, and I was just struck, honestly, by just how caring you are and real. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to trust anyone with my smile, it's got to be someone that I trust who, I mean, you know, who has the credentials, who's good at what he does, but is also a good person. And that's what made me contact you, quite honestly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. So apparently it took 9 years for you to be up in the middle of the night to actually see the infomercial, right?
You know, honestly, right. Well,
you must have had a sleepless night. Was it after your baby was born or something?
Well, you know, it probably would have been a lot sooner, but we actually, my family and I, we relocated here to Columbus about 3 years ago. And when I first moved here is when I started seeing your infomercial.
Oh, okay. You know, I have had people, one woman said that it was an older woman, and when I say that, she was 86 by the time we met her, and she had seen it, and she wanted to come to us, but she hadn't written it down, and it took her about that long to get it to where her daughter was in the room at the same time. She goes, that's the one I'm talking about, and
wow.
They wrote down the phone number.
Yeah.
Then a year later, from the first time she saw it, she came in, and we actually did a makeover for her. I'll show it to you sometime, because she's...
Oh, I'd love to see
she's
it.
She's been... very kind to let us share her photographs with all the HIPAA, compliance
right.
things. We have to be very careful with that.
So I can be hot at 86 years old, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
I'll show you.
All right, great.
All right, so, and you were actually not just in the foster care system, but at one point you were out of the foster care system and
yes.
and essentially homeless, right, living in a shelter?
Yes, I did. I did live in a homeless shelter from the age of 17 to 19. I became a teen mother, so, you know, it was just like one thing after another, but I was really blessed to be able to turn my life around and be able to model and do other exciting things, and it's great.
Good. Very, 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 very neat. Great story. And like I said, I teased you last time about when you get on Oprah, which I guess is going to have to be sooner than later now.
You know what? I'm really hurrying up.
Okay. She's promised to tell Oprah I did her teeth.
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell us about, and by the way, for the listeners, where Melissa Rashawn is when she was in last time, we had not treated her. We had just simply met her. And now we have gone through her first step of appointments, which included preparing her teeth for veneers. And she's going to be getting them on soon, but hasn't seen them yet. And I don't think she knows this, but I actually have them here in the studio, and I'm going to show them to her later on in our discussion. Of course, they're just going to be in a box, but we'll give you. And I have the models, so we'll set them on the models, and you'll be able to see. We'll get her on-air response. Anyway, so... Tell me about the procedure. What we did, by the way, was prepare, I'm trying to remember now, was it 10 teeth? I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it might have been 12 or 13 teeth for porcelain veneers. So go ahead, I'm going to open it up, I'm taking a chance, and I'm going to ask you, you know, how was it? I guess if she says awful, I'm like, my practice is dead, over, I'm going to have to shut the door, but I'm going to take a chance.
It was an amazing experience, quite honestly. Of course, I was nervous. If you all have not seen what my teeth looked like before, I had a tooth on the bottom that just hung low. And so Dr. Kibiko said that he was going to extract that, which would have given me a hole. And as you all can imagine, I was terrified of this. I mean, I've actually had nightmares of my teeth falling out and that hole being exposed. But, you know, I went through the process of being numbed, and I was extremely comfortable. And one of the things that really, like, just took me back was the fact that your staff was so caring. I remember one of the girls gave me a blanket that smelled like lavender. It was fabulous. So I felt really comfortable. And, you know, honestly, I don't remember much, Dr. Kibiko, because when I woke up, it's like I had a new smile. It was amazing. I could hear everything you were telling me to do, you know, when to open, when to turn, but I was completely comfortable.
Good. And when you mentioned you woke up, I don't think I told anybody yet that we used sedation because you were so nervous.
Yes.
And we actually started with oral sedation, and it didn't feel to you like it was going to be profound enough. And so then we switched to intravenous sedation. And so did you feel any of the drilling?
I did not feel any of the drilling, but honestly, I could still hear basic direction from
right.
you. Yeah,
that's the neat thing. People don't understand that when I tell them, you're going to be out, but you're not really going to be out.
Right.
Because you'll be able to open if I ask you to, and close if I ask you to. And it's hard to grasp that. How can that be if I'm not going to remember this, I'm going to sleep through it, and yet I'll open my mouth when you ask me?
What I also thought was really neat was you did some type of reconstructing to my gum line.
Yes.
But there was no pain at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that we did that.
Yeah.
That's right. She had a tooth that was twisted, and when a tooth is twisted, the gum is kind of with the tooth, so we needed to raise the gum line of that tooth to line up with the rest. And once I got in there, I hadn't planned on it, but once I got in there, I realized I better contour this gum so that it looks nicer. And so we quickly got out the laser and did that. Now, what about the shots? Did the shots hurt? Because, I mean, let's face it, 40% of the public don't go to dentists on a regular basis, and the reason we keep hearing is because they're afraid.
You know, honestly, I've had two children, so no, the shots did not hurt.
Do you think that, but you were very nervous about being a dental patient. That's why we did the sedation. So
yes.
You must have been fearful of the shots.
That is true. That is true.
She was, I can attest to it. She was a big fraidy cat when she came in.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? No. It was very comfortable, quite honestly. It was very comfortable.
And which is very, very good to hear. So you would say it was better or worse than you expected?
Much better.
Much better?
Yes.
Okay. And the how much of the treatment do you remember, or visit do you remember? You said you remember me giving you direction.
I do remember you giving me direction. I do, quite honestly just don't remember much. I mean, what I do remember is just, you know, your staff being extremely caring, you being, you know, very just attentive, explaining to me exactly what was going to happen beforehand, how I was going to feel after. And so even though I don't actually remember much and maybe I didn't hear the drilling, I feel like I was definitely privy to the entire experience because you let me know.
Because there are some people that are also afraid of the sedation, like they need it because they're afraid, but they're afraid of the sedation because they don't want to lose the control. And what you're saying is you still kind of have that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's good. And then if you fraidy cats out there that want to give a call and ask Melissa Rashawn a question, it's 821-1230. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter if you are a Twitter tweet or whatever. I guess we send tweets. We're all tweeps or tweeps, something like that, if you're a tweep. So you do that by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kibiko, or just go to the homepage and search Dr. Kvitko, and we spell it D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. And I give tweets relatively often. I did get an email from a listener who said, I'm not going to follow you on Twitter because, you know, Twitter is answering me the question, what are you doing now? And she said that she doesn't think I should be tweeting during office hours, and that she thinks I should be paying attention to the patient in the chair. And we emailed her back and have since actually spoken to her because she came to the office and said, we never send tweets during the day when I'm working. It's only, you know, before work, after work, or during lunch or something like that. And a tweet that I sent over the weekend was this. It was, what do you call, maybe you know the answer to this, Melissa Bershon, this will be a question for you.
Okay.
What do you call the person who graduated last in their class in dental school?
A fabulous dentist now, Dr. Kvitko?
No, I didn't graduate last. Oh, bad answer. Anyway, the answer is doctor. Doctor. See, all 100 earn the degree doctor. So the point is people need to figure out which one are they going to, and it doesn't say that in the phone book, does it? There's no way for somebody to know in advance which doctor or dentist, in this case, they are choosing. And so they have to kind of do some research, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that doesn't mean that I was top in my class, but pretty close. And honestly, sometimes the top in the class is so much into the bookwork and the research and wind up going into research. You can be really, really book smart and not have great clinical or hand skills, and you can be have great clinical and hand skills and kind of struggle with some of the book work. And but anyway, okay. So now we're going to go to a break. We have a little bit of time before we do that. And so the next thing, I guess, is tell me what you think of your smile, because you're wearing temporary veneers right now. So. And although you had seen your trial smile beforehand, and honestly, I'm telling listeners, she did not like her trial smile. She was very, very kind. She didn't really come out and say that, but she was like, what have I gotten myself into? I think I'm going to hate this. Now, be honest, am I right? Yes, the trial smile. Go ahead. You got the microphone. I'm going to stop talking.
Yes. It was very hard for me to say that because I didn't want to feel ungrateful or sound ungrateful. However, you did explain to me, Dr. Kvitko, that this is just, you know, a rough draft of what it will be. And it wasn't bad. I didn't know what to expect. Right. I love my teeth. I don't want you to take my temporaries out. Let me tell you, they're fabulous.
Good, good. Well, and everybody that has ever come to me and sat through a trial smile has, the first question is, are they going to be this thick? Are they going to be this long? And will I get used to them? And the reason, as I explained, the reason that they are thick and look a little bit funny is because they have to completely cover what you had. So if a tooth sticks out, then I have to make it extra thick so that all the teeth are out at that same plane, and so they do come out a little bit big. But anyway, okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your smile and not only your temporaries, but other things. Our number is 821-1230. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Do you make me smile? Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today we're talking to Melissa Rashan, a local model, mom, wife, and she is in the process of having a smile makeover done by me, by us, by my office staff, and myself. And where we are is we're at the temporary stage. She came in a while back, and we had a pretty long appointment using intravenous sedation. And we got her to the point where her smile looks pretty good, I think, although it does get better as we go. The trial smile is the worst it will ever look. Remember me saying those words?
Yes.
Okay. And then the temporaries look a lot better. And the final result will even be better. And I have those final veneers with me here in the studio. We'll be getting them out here in a little bit to show you. Again, if you have any questions for Melissa Rashan or myself, it's 821-1230. Or if you're just plain shy and you want to send an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com, you can do that as well. Don't forget, our question of the day is, what percent of Americans go online for health information? And I haven't checked. We've been so busy, I haven't checked the email yet, so I guess I'll do that at the next break. But if you want to call, that's even quicker. All right, so I wanted to ask you, first of all, how has your new smile, and when I say that, I mean your temporaries, even though they're just temporaries, affected you?
Where do I begin? So I got my temporaries on November 1st.
Do you remember the date?
I do remember the date because that's a milestone for me. And since that point, well, let me tell your listeners, throughout my modeling career, I've been known as a commercial print model, meaning you just see me in catalogs or magazines or what have you. You actually don't see me on camera, and that was on purpose. I would always request that the clients not request me for on-camera work, and that is because of my teeth. Since I have gotten my trial smile, or the temporaries.
Yeah, the temporaries.
Thank you.
I don't think I've gotten the job with the trial smile. Anyway, go ahead.
I have booked a Safe Auto campaign, so I'll be your next Safe Auto girl alongside with Just In Case.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes. I also will be featured in the huge, large Columbus Dispatch commercials, and I also booked another commercial that we'll be filming this Thursday for
tax companies.
Oh, and I also booked a Yaz commercial.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And now you're able to show your teeth.
Yes, proudly so. And my brother-in-law, who adore him, but he is extremely dry, he never notices anything, he said to me over the holidays, "Something is different about you." He just said, "Your smile."
He knew it?
He figured it out? Yeah, he did.
Okay. It usually takes a family member to figure it out, but they don't even figure it out right away. He probably was staring at you for most of the morning or session, and then finally it hit him. Right?
It's like, no, not a new niece or nephew. My teeth.
And I think that's something that I want people to know is some people are afraid to have their smile redone because they think everybody's going to stare.
Right.
It's going to look fun. Even if it looks nice, they're all going to stare. And the reality is people can't figure it out at first. They just know that you look more vibrant, you're happier, there's something different. Did you do your hair? Did you change your makeup?
Right.
They almost never figure out that it's your teeth.
You should know what? It comes from within. Since I've had my teeth redone, I've been so much happier and so much more confident.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people are noticing.
Right. You kind of glow and it's maybe.
Truly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I guess that kind of makes my next question a moot point, because the next question was, have you been able to work while wearing your temporaries? Because that's also a concern of folks, especially a model.
Absolutely. I mean, they feel like regular, normal teeth. I just brush them normally, and they're amazing.
The only thing different, by the way, is she can't floss without a floss threader. She can, because they're attached, but she can still floss, but she has to feed it underneath. And when they're all said and done, they'll just be like individual teeth where you just brush and floss like normal with no special care, except potentially wearing some kind of a rubberized appliance at night as a protection against grinding. We want to protect the porcelain once you have it.
Yes.
Okay, so you got now this TV commercial. I think that's pretty cool, Just In Case. Is it just a little cameo, or are you speaking, or what?
No, actually, it's, you'll see me quite a bit on this commercial. It's a full role where I can't say too much, but
okay.
It will start airing in December, and it's a huge campaign.
Okay. And the way it came to be, like, how did that happen when you'd been telling people, don't consider me for any speaking roles? Or
I had actually auditioned with Safe Auto before, and I never nailed any of the auditions, but this particular day, I just, they asked me to give, as an actress or a model, you have to give a slate, meaning you give your name, your measurements, and your agency. And when I gave my slate, I just was really confident and really bubbly and smiley, and I nailed it, and I got it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, what was that date? Do you remember? How long after you got your temporaries?
It was about a week.
So 1 week after getting your temporaries,
yes,
you went in with the confidence to put yourself out there, and not only put yourself out there, but nailed it.
Yes. And actually, the commercial, I don't know if you recall, Dr. Kaveco, but it did actually film a week later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really neat. So I'll be looking forward to that. There's a little like balloon that pops up that says "Teeth by Dr. Kaveco," or probably not. No, probably not. Oh well. Oh well. Well, all of you people will know.
Right.
All right. So now, do you have any concerns about actually getting the real veneers?
Yes. You wonder. Well, for me, how long is it Are they going to last? Are they? What will they look like? What color will they be? Of course, but you know what? Honestly, I trust you. I know it will be. I know it will be perfect.
Okay. Well, that's awful nice of you. I think what we're going to do is when we come back from the break, and we've got about 20 seconds. And by the way, it's 29 minutes after the hour, almost 30 minutes after the hour. So if you have to get up and get ready to go to church, do that. But anyway, when we come back after the break, I will show Melissa Rashawn her porcelain veneers for the first time. I'm not going to put them in her mouth yet, and we'll get her reaction. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Come down, selector.
That's one of my current favorite songs. I almost hate to come back. Can we listen to that for another sec? Okay, Melissa Rashawn's dancing now. All right, thanks, Tom. Okay, so we're talking to Melissa Rashawn. She is a model. She just landed a role on an upcoming Safe Auto commercial, and I'm excited to see that because it was after we began her smile makeover. And so what we're going to do here is I brought some gloves. I have her veneers. I'm going to get them out of the box here in a second and just to show her, not in her mouth, but just hand them to her. But before I do, let me just give out a couple guesses that we've had, emailed guesses to the question of the day, which is what percent of Americans go online for health information? And Ken sent us a guess of 22%, Matthew a guess of 89%. So that's a little bit all over the board, I guess. And anyway, so there's, keep your guesses coming. And remember, 821-1230 to either give your guess or ask a question of myself or Melissa Rashawn. So as I talk here, I'm slipping on my gloves, and what we have is the models of the, and I realize it's radio and I apologize for that, but we will be putting some pictures up on dentallyspeaking.com, so you can go to www.dentallyspeaking.com and be able to see some photos. Also, they will be on, if all goes well, they'll be on the website of the radio station. So that's the one where I said, going to the podcast page, basically www.am1230wyts.com. And when you get to my page, you will see them. Okay, maybe not today, but within the next few days, or certainly by next week. All right, so here, let me just put them on here. I don't know if I'll get them all on in order to show her, because they're a little bit hard to hold. They're very thin, which is what makes them special, which makes them cool. What? Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention to your listeners is that I also had the Zoom whitening treatment.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did that first because not every single tooth was going to get a veneer, so the ones that weren't veneered, we had to make sure they were going to be nice and white and bright. So
that was amazing as well. I mean, just after the Zoom whitening, even with the crooked state of my teeth, it was beautiful.
Having white crooked teeth was better than having yellow crooked teeth, right?
Exactly.
Okay, here. Why don't you come on over to my microphone for just a second, because I'm afraid I'm going to drop these on the floor, and we don't want to do that. But and then if we have to share the mic, we will. Can you see this? Take a look.
Yes. Wow.
They're they look like teeth. They're thin. They're shiny.
Wow.
They're slippery.
Yes.
So I keep dropping. I can't seem to get them. There we go. I got to get it in. Get it in place. But you see, they just rest on.
Yes.
On the model. And
now, is this a model of what, of my gums, or is this just a basic model?
This is the model of your teeth.
Oh, okay.
No gums.
Okay.
So anyway, it's a little bit hard without me putting them in your mouth. A little bit hard for you to kind of get the feel. But you can see the difference between this and your temporaries, probably.
Absolutely. They're much thinner. They look like real teeth. Almost as if maybe you got in a fight, punched somebody out, and their teeth fell out in your
and
hand.
And I have them.
But they're perfect teeth. Whoever you were fighting.
Luckily, that's not where they came from, but
sure.
But anyway, okay, so now, and we are going to go and put these on in the next, honestly, I think we're going to go right from the station, aren't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we've made special arrangements. Don't normally work on Sunday, but
I begged him.
so we're going to go. And later, if you hear a loud scream coming from Clintonville, I hope it's a scream of joy, not a oh my goodness, what did he do to me? Scream, but okay.
Thank you so much. They're amazing.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, now, this is weird. I have gloves on, and I'm holding the microphone with gloves on. Makes me think I'm Howie Mandel or something. I'm a germaphobe. Anyway, which I'm not.
You know, I have a story about him.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I was backstage at a fashion show in Seattle, and I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
And I went up to him, and I just thought he was, I don't know, a security guard, whatever. And I just said, can you help me with my shoe? Now, knowing now that he's a germaphobe, yes, he did, to your listeners, actually help me put my shoe on. And one of the models said, do you know who that was? And I'm like, no. And she told me, and I'm like, okay. You know, and so now I see him on Deal or No Deal, and I'm like, wow, he helped me with my shoe.
I think that's so weird to be a germaphobe, but I guess in a way he's kind of been vindicated now that H1N1 is out there, and they're encouraging people to not shake hands at this time.
Mm.
In fact, they're encouraging, when I say they, it's Dr. Teresa Long, the director of... the medical director for the health department, Franklin County Health Department.
Sure.
And they're encouraging people to do what's called an elbow bump, where you just kind of, even worse than Howie, you just bump elbows as a handshake. I went to shake her hand at one of the H1N1 clinics, and I knew better, but she reminded me, so we bumped elbows.
Anyway,
anyway, okay, now, I want to backtrack a little bit. Do you, at your preparation appointment, we extracted a tooth, as you mentioned, and we did a root canal on another tooth. How was that?
It was, you know, honestly, there were no issues at all. I didn't feel anything. I wasn't aware that you had done it when I woke.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you had a tooth out in a root canal and you didn't even know we did it?
This is the honest, listen, I am a pro at the dentist. I've had a lot of extractions. I've had root canals. I've had tons of fillings just because of, you know, my past and not having access to the child care. And so when I you know, when I grew into an adult, I had all of this work that needed to be done. With you, Dr. Kibitko, no, I did not. I was not aware. And I remember, don't you remember, I when I actually got out of my dreaming awake state, I said, you actually extracted a tooth. You actually did a root canal. I could not believe it. And I had zero pain, which was very, very important to me because I do not like pain at all.
Well, it's important to me, too, for my patients. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool because, and of course, I knew that that would probably be the case, and I wanted to make sure that I kept enough medicine in you so that you didn't know what was going on, and I think the best way to have a root canal or an extraction is to not know you had them.
And then I think I know that you prescribed a medicine for me for anti-inflammatory.
Right.
And so, you know, you did explain to me that me not being super swollen actually minimize the pain that I could have endured.
Right, because root canals can be uncomfortable afterwards unless a person has prescribed this. Now, not everybody would be uncomfortable, but some would. All right, well, we have to go to another commercial. It's 40 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kibitko, and we'll be right back.
I'm gonna miss that smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking, here with Dr. Kibitko and Melissa Rashawn. That's a new song that we added to our repertoire. I almost started this thing, but I decided I should spare my audience.
Actually, I was going to ask you to sing.
Because I feel so sorry for you.
Maybe the next time. My wife's going, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I know she's listening. And I didn't do it, nor did I whistle, which drives her crazy, too.
But he did dance.
Anyway, that's actually a neat song. All right, so a couple more guesses to our question of the day, which, by the way, for those of you that don't know, this is according to the Pew Internet and American Life Project. What percent of Americans go online for health information? And Joe sent an email of 43% and Robert of 55%. Still not correct. Thanks so much for the guesses. And remember, you can call us at 821-1230 if you'd like. I will be doing an H1N1 vaccination clinic December 1st, which is not tomorrow, but the next day at Vets from 5 to 8. Say hello if you come by. I guess I should explain why I'm even able to give vaccinations. I'm not a physician that chose to be a dentist. I'm still a dentist, only a dentist, but in the case of a... health emergency, what would you call it, a national health emergency, which is what we are in, the health communities decided that they should allow dentists to do this, kind of deputized us, if you will. I had to do some training, and I'm already IV sedation certified, so it wasn't a big stretch, but I've been approved by the State Dental Board and the State Board of Pharmacy to do this. So, yes, I'll actually be giving the vaccinations. I've already done it. But all right, so that's it. That's on December 1st from 5 to 8. All right, the next question I have is, how about this? What would you say to someone who's contemplating a smile makeover? Because you contemplated it for 9 years. It took you 3 years to pick up the phone or send us an email after first viewing our work. What would you say to someone out there that's contemplating doing the same thing?
I would say to, you know, research whomever you decide to go with. And depending on, you know, what the, how would you say, the, I'm at loss for words, if a dentist were to give you a treatment plan.
How do you decide if that's where you want to have it done?
Well, no. So, for instance, when you gave me my treatment plan,
right,
you gave me two different options, mm-hmm, and I thoroughly researched both. So I'd say to
not... Let me ask you a quick question. Did you go online to do your research?
I did.
So you're one of those people that we're going to find out what percent? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you did your research.
I did my research, and, you know, I took the leap of faith, and I'm so glad that I did. So I would say, so I guess my answer would be, do your research, and then remember, life is too short. Don't live your life being self-conscious about anything within reason. If you're able to fix it, absolutely move forward and do it.
Good. I think that's good advice. I like to say, you know, we only get one body to travel through time in, and if there's something we don't like about it, and we have the ability to correct that or improve it and make us feel better about ourselves, which in turn, excuse me, boy, you know it's live radio, huh? If you have the ability to correct it, and it can make you feel that much better about yourself for the rest of your life,
yes,
then, boy, how powerful is that?
Yes.
So, if it was the money, and I'm going to assume in a lot of cases people say, well, I wish I could get a makeover, but I probably can't afford it. But if it was the money, now that you've had this, it seems to me that, it seems to me that if you're doing this Safe Auto commercial and you're doing these other commercials, I'm thinking that if you're on camera, the pay might be a little better than just a photo. And I don't know. But let's say that this makeover and this newfound confidence were to allow you to pursue, say, an acting career, which we know is more lucrative. Can you see where a makeover would pay for itself or pay you back several times over?
Absolutely. And even if, you know, you're not an actor or an actress and you just, you know, you work at the gas company, it's how it makes you feel which is most rewarding, and that pays it back. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it does, and what I have seen in my patients that I've done is they get a promotion. They're considered for things they weren't previously considered for. Maybe personal assistant to some very powerful person in the company, right?
I'm going to be very careful about saying this, but this is the honest to God truth, and Dr. Kiriko, you know it's the truth. Even your staff has noticed. Since I got my teeth done, I've also lost weight. How and why? It's because I've felt so much better. I feel like I have a new lease on life, you know. But seriously, I've just felt so much, you know, more motivated to take care of myself and to just complete my entire look. And so I've lost 18 pounds since November 1st. So it's just been a great, great experience. I'm not saying that you are, you know, going to Dr. Kiriko will make you lose weight, but I'm just saying that your smile makeover will make you feel like a new person, which will spill over into other areas of your life.
That sounds great. That's a great story. We do have to go to another break. When we come back, we're going to give the answer to the question of the day. And then we have to wrap it up here with Melissa Rashawn. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kiriko, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kiriko. We're here with Melissa Rashawn, a local model, and we are talking about a small makeover that she is in the process of having us do. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. That's D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. And you can also go to dentallyspeaking.com, and we will have some pictures of Melissa Rashawn up probably within the next week. We have to get them first, of course. And we can't take pictures when people are numb because then their lip doesn't go up, and when you smile, you can't see your teeth. So sometimes getting the pictures up are a bit delayed. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we get on to our last question, I want to give out the answer to today's question of the day. But before I do, I want to ask Melissa Rashawn, what's your guess?
42%.
42%? Okay, that was like 1% away from Joe, who guessed 43%. But the answer... Oh, I'm sorry, wait a minute. We had one more guess. It was Alan at 72%. The answer is 61% of people search for health information online. Mm-hmm. Almost two-thirds. That's a lot, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now, what is... let's put it this way. It may be too soon to tell, but do you think that you might look back someday and find that the day your career kicked into high gear was this first audition you went to after your first tooth prep and temporary placement appointment? You know, the one that we did, and a week later you land this thing to do a TV Safe Auto commercial. Do you think there's a chance that you're like, this is like, we're onto something, this is a new beginning, this is, you seem to be telling me about all these gigs you're getting?
I would absolutely say yes.
Okay.
It was a very positive milestone in my life.
Well, I know that you already kind of marked time by that November 1st date, which I did not have committed to memory. So, and I have had at least one person on the one-year anniversary of their smile makeover came to the office with a little gift and a thank you card. Actually, it was a little plaque,
yeah.
A picture of her and myself. And she had engraved on the frame, which I thought was so sweet, it said, "From dentistry to artistry." And she can, let me just give you that. I thought that was so nice, because that's how she kind of considers it a new birthday. So, I think I can see it, and I actually saw you were kind of playing for the camera a little bit, at the office the other day. I think it was, that's right. You happened to be there when a patient, was, in the office, and, we said something about you're a model. Believe it or not, I'm a model, but I clean up nice. And then you started making all those poses. And I'd never seen that in you before, the confidence to actually do that.
That's
so
true.
So I saw it firsthand. And now, I'll tell you what, and this is good, and thank you so much for that. I'm just being reminded by my producer that we need to talk about the Women's Expo. It's called the Food and Women's... Food Show and Women's Expo, December 5th and 6th. At the Ohio Exposition Center, which a lot of people refer to as the Fairgrounds, but they don't want us to refer to that as anymore. And Melissa Rashawn is going to be there. We're going to have her there. We'll have her before photo, a nice blown-up version of her before photo. We'll have an after photo, but more importantly, we'll have her there. So she's going to be there the entire time. It is Saturday the 5th, I believe, from 11 to 5, and Sunday, I believe, is more like... Wait a minute, I think it's Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday maybe 11 to 4, something like that. Check it out. I'm sure it's going to be in the newspaper or call the Exposition Center for the exact times. But please come out and visit us. Me and my other two doctors will be there the entire time, and we'll have staff. We're going to be doing 2 live whitenings per day. We are going to have a prize wheel so people can spin the prize wheel, and I don't know what kind of gifts we're going to give, but there may be some neat gifts like a whitening procedure or something. And we'll have some before and after photos there to answer your questions. You'll be able to schedule an appointment, all those things. And so please come out and join us. It's next Saturday. And by the way, it'll be next Sunday. After I get off the air, I'll go for the Sunday session. So thanks so much, Melissa Rashawn, for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you look great, and you're going to look even better here in the next 2 hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours from now. Like I said, if you hear a scream coming from Clintonville, hopefully it's a scream of joy.
Well, I'm so excited to meet all of you at the Expo next week. Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome, and thanks for coming to the Expo for us. So, tune in next Sunday, 9 a.m., Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much.